Okay, we're on Tess Vav Ahmed Aleph, about six lines down. There's a braisa. Tana Rabbanan. Okay, Maisa, once upon a time, the Rebbe Yeshua ben Hananya. Okay, Shahaya Oymed al Gabe, he was standing upon al Gab, Ma'ala, the heights, Bahar Abayis, of the Har Abayis, like the temple courtyard. V'ra'u, and he saw Ben Zoma. Okay, Ben Zoma was one of the people who went into the, right up there, to the Shemayim. V'loy Omad Milafonov. And Ben Zoma did not give respect and stop and stand in front of Rebbe Yeshua ben Hananya. If you notice, Ben Zoma doesn't say Rebbe Ben Zoma. He was still a young Talmud Chacham who had not received smicha, and he didn't give respect to Rebbe Yeshua ben Hananya. So Rebbe,
was this before he went mad?
No, this is after he went mad, as you'll see in the continuation of the story. So Amaloi, so Rebbe Yeshua ben Hananya said to him, "Me'ayin ula'ayin, from where? And to where? From where you're coming, and where's Rashi says, where's your heart going? Where you're troubled, basically. I suppose you didn't see me. You didn't give me the proper respect to Ben Zoma." So Ben Zoma replied to him, "Yeah, Amaloi, Toifa, I was looking. How you see? Bein Ma'im Hel Yoinim, between the upper waters, Lamayim Atachtoinim, and the lower waters." Which it speaks about in Ma'aseh Bereishis, right? That Hashem divided with the Rikia between the upper waters and the lower waters. And he comments, Ben Zoma, Ein bein zeh lazeh, the separation between them, Ella shalosh etzbois. There's the bilvad. There's the width, yeah, the depth of three finger breadth between the upper waters and the lower waters. Shineman, I'll bring a proof from the Psukim. It says, Ruach, The spirit Elohim of Hashem is merachefes, is hovering al pnei hamayim, up on the waters. You see, think above the waters, I suppose, above the lower waters. That was the end of the pasuk. Kiyoina, it's like a dove, shemerachefes, that it's hovering al boneha, upon its children in the nest. Ve'enu no gas, and it doesn't touch. And the general, the known height of that is the breadth of three fingers. So we see, he's saying over there, we see, because it mentions hovering over there with the Ruach of Elohim, so we assume that the distance between the upper waters and the lower waters was three fingers' breadths. Comments the Rebbe Yeshua ben Hananya, Omar Lehen, he said to him, I suppose he had his Talmidim there, Rebbe Yeshua, the Talmidov, right, to his Talmidim, Adayin ben Zoma b'chutz. Ben Zoma is still outside. Meaning he's not with it, right? He's out to lunch. Out, right, says right. Michdi, yeah, let's take a look. It says Veruach Elokim, the pasuk Ben Zoma quoted. It says Veruach Elokim Merechefes al Pnei Amoyim, the spirit of Hashem is hovering upon the waters. Amos Havi, when was that pasuk speaking about? Beyom Harishon was talking about the first day of creation. Yeah. However, Havdalah, right, separating between the upper and lower waters, but Yom Sheni, who was only on the second day, Dehavoy, it was. Yeah, Dechsev, I'll prove to you, Vahi Mavdil, and Hashem created, separated, Ben Maim Lamaim, between the, right? And that's on the second day. So what Ben Zoma said was incorrect. Okay, now the Gemara asks, right, we know that Ben Zoma was, you know, wasn't with it, and he gave the wrong answer. So now we ask Vakama. So what's the answer to the question, right? What is the gap between the upper waters and the lower waters? So Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov says Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Kimloi Nima, like the fullness. I mean the breadth means the full width. Yeah, of a Nima, of a hair. Nima's a hair. So a hair's breadth. We would say that's one answer. The Rabbanan Amri, the Rabbanan say Ki Guda de Gamla. It's like, I think Guda means a plank. The Gamla means of a bridge. Right? So the plank of a bridge, meaning when you build a bridge, you make it out of planks and you put one plank next to the other and you try and, you know, there should be no gap. But there's a small gap in between each plank. So basically the gap between the planks and the bridge, yeah, that's the difference, the gap between the upper waters and the lower waters. Marzutra, the Isema Rav Asi, they say, another answer, Omri, they say, Kitre, like Kitre to, Gleamy, Gleamy, a garment, to precede that are stretched, spread out, a handi together. Basically, one garment is spread on top of the other. And it means the gap between them. Basically, there's a minuscule gap between the upper garment and the lower garment. That's the gap between the upper waters and the lower waters. The imrila, and some people say, explain it a different way. Kitri kosi, like two cups. Zeschifi ahadadi, that are squished together. If you buy cheap chad parami cups, have you ever? I'm sure you've all experienced that, and two ones are stuck together, and you try and separate them. So it's very hard. But there is a minuscule gap there. So that's the distance between the upper waters and the lower waters. Okay. Now, Acher. We're going back to Acher now. Acher was Acher was cutting down the young sapling trees. All over Kosovo, Oimer, upon him the posuk says, Al titein aspicha, don't let your mouth lachti esposarecha, to make your flesh sin. So basically, don't sin through the fault of your mouth. Basically, so Mai, what is that? Basically, what do you do? So Chaza, so Acher saw Mitetron or something, Matatron, right, which was an angel. Yeah, it's Yahava that was given to him. Lay him, Rashusa, permission, the Mesav, to sit down. Right, so he's basically sitting down in Shemayim. What for? The Michtav, in order to write down Zechusa, the merits, the Israel of Klal Yisrael. Okay, so now Acher said, Omar, Gemira is learnt, Dumala, that in the Shemayim, Loi Hevi, there isn't, Loi Yeshiva, people don't sit down in Shemayim. Okay, below Sacharos, there's no competition, no sports, below Oiref, and there's no backs of heads. What's that? Because we know the Chayos, right? They had faces and all round. Yeah, so there's no backs of head. Yeah? Below, if we, there's no, people don't get tired. So it says, what's going on? So comments, Acher, Shema, perhaps, Chas v'Shalom, right? Shtei Rishuyos, Hain, there are two, dominions. I there's basically something else. there's God and Chas v'Shalom, and there's also Metetron. So basically, which is a kefira diketh thought. So Shemayim responded to this in the following way: Afkuhu, they took him out. Lemitetron to Metetron. Yeah, umichu, and they beat him. Shisin with 60 pulsi beats Denura of flames, flaming brands, right? Omri Lay, Shemaim said to Metetron, my timer, ki chazise, when you saw him, chazise saw him, lo kamt, mikame, why didn't you get up, right, before him, mikame, before him? Okay, so basically, Metetron got it because of Acher. He got really punished, it was very painful, and it was a negative, basically, created a problem for Acher to see this, to think this, give this kefira dika thought and say this in Shemayim. And Is Yaheva, it was given, lay, means to Metetron over here, Rishusa, permission, Lemimchach, to erase Zechusa de Acher, the merits of Acher, I suppose, as in divine retribution. They took away the Zechus of Acher. Yotzta came out, Baskol, emitted a Baskol, but Omer, it said the following, Shuvu vonim, do tshuva, vonim, shovavim, wayward children, end of posuk, basically, do tshuva, wayward children, however, chutz mi Acher, with the exception of Acher, you've got no hope, it's a waste of time, you basically, all your zechuyos have been erased, and you're never going to come to Olam Haba, basically what he said. So, how did he respond to Acher? Did he plead? He said the following. He said, Omar, he says, Hoyle, since the Itzrid, I've been troubled away how Gavra, this person, Mihau Alma from the world to come. Lipok, I'm going to go. You'll go out. Lishani to have Hana to physical Hana. Bahai in this Alma in this world. So basically, you know, eat and marry for tomorrow will die. Kind of, and that's the end of it. So Nofak, he went out. Acher Lasarbos Ra to a bad way. Nofak Ashkach, he went out and he found a Zoina, a prostitute, Tova. He demanded her to do to be with him. Amrale, she responded to him. Lav, Elisha ben Avuya, aren't you the Rav, Elisha ben Avuya, at Rebbeim, don't do this kind of thing. So what? So he proved to her that he was not right. Oka Pugla, he uprooted a radish. Pugla is a radish. Mishra means like a patch from the patch. Yeah, but Shabbos on Shabbos, which is one of the Lamed Tes Melachos, the Yahavla, and he gave it to her to prove basically I'm right. So what did she? She said Omra. She said Achahu. This is an Ach. This is not Elisha ben Avua. This is Achah. This is his double. This is lookalike. This is not him. This is somebody else, and that's how he got the name Acher. He's a different person. Okay, we'll stop there.